See, while growing up, I didn't feel anything. I tried playing with other kids, but I didn't feel the joy other kids felt. They'd run around with big dopey grins on their faces, chasing each other and giggling. I tried sitting down with the other kids, but each time they'd immediately get up and leave me behind. Eventually, I stopped trying. Instead, I sat on the swings for the whole time period. Well, I did that for many grades until I was 8. When I was 8, I got this new idea. Instead of trying to be nice to the kids, I tried to be mean to them. I walked up to a girl and punched her for no reason. I pinned her to the ground and continued hitting her until I dislodged her tooth. The teacher ran over and yanked me off, restraining me before marching me down to the principal's office. They threatened expulsion, but since I didn't have a previous record, they just suspended me and suggested I be put in counselling. There was no need to put me in therapy, though, since I didn't feel the desire to beat other kids up. Beating another kid up didn't make me feel anything like I thought it would. The girl I beat up was fine, by the way. No permanent damage was done, and I'm sure she got money from her parents for the tooth I knocked out. When I was suspended from school, my parents didn't bother taking me to a therapist. Instead, my mum gave me a stern talking to, but she made no threats. Only telling me I was wrong to assault another person. Talking with my dad was different though, because I could tell from the way he looked at me. It showed in his eyes. "Listen to me," he said as I sat across from him. "You don't feel anything, right?" I nodded my head solemnly. "I don't feel anything, Dad. Why?" He smiled warmly. "I used to feel nothing too." "Why?" I asked. "Because I hadn't met my person yet." He pointed to my heart, explaining. "Your heart is empty right now, but it'll be filled. One day you'll meet someone that will make you feel again. It's the same way your mum makes me feel." I was curious. How could one person make me feel something? Was it really just a single person? One single person would save me from this nothingness. When I asked what it's called, Dad chuckled, answering, "Love." "Now, I doubt you notice my presence, but for now, that's all right with me. I'll continue watching you from across the street where you live. I know you live alone, so I want to make sure you make it home safely. I've memorized your schedule easily, knowing when you leave and return home, and during these times, I'll always wait on this side of the street, keeping watch over you. I know you have a security system from the times I've broken into your place. I've avoided setting it off at least. I know it may seem bizarre, but I want to learn as much as I can about the person that's made me feel this desire, this longing. I hope you don't notice the pairs of underwear I stole for myself. I'm sure you won't, since they are in your dirty laundry basket. Would you be disgusted if I said I sniff them while pleasuring myself, imagining it's you that I'm smelling? I can't resist the fantasies of rolling around with you pinned naked underneath me. I want to give you the utmost pleasure, watching your face twist in an expression of ecstasy.
You have no idea how badly I need you when I lay here in your room, surrounded by the intoxicatingly sweet scent of you. Today I took one of your sweaters and rubbed it all over myself in a wanton display of my lust. When I used it to touch myself, I let out the most longing moans as I imagined it to be your fingertips, your touch. I put your underwear in my mouth to gag myself so no passerby could hear me. I bit down, fantasizing it to be the soft skin of your neck, right where your pulse is. It'd pound frantically as I'd lap at it with my tongue. God, I want to taste you. Are you aggressive? Passive? What kind of noises do you make? Crying out in desperation. Waiting for me to touch you. Do you use your hand? A toy? Damn it, I love you.
What would we do afterwards? I'd keep you in my arms, unwilling to let you budge from my grip. I'd keep you there for a long time, probably because I couldn't bear to be without your warmth, your sweaty skin against mine. Maybe I'd tease you further with my fingers or mouth, caressing and licking every crevice. You could never hide any part of you from me. From your eyes to your toes, I'd expose all of you. You wouldn't need to be shy. You could trust me to take care of you, always and forever. You don't have a choice.